Notes on Tension. Life Stages. Devotional. Emotional, in parentheses, until age 17. Hiatus of disappointment. Scientific or pseudoscientific, age 17 to 21. Psychology, astrology, and so on. Hiatus of dissatisfaction. Experimental / philosophical, age 21 to 28. Hiatus of despair. Period of religious experience, a leap resulting from a shock. Period of evaluation of the experience. Work on verbalization of the experience. Work on finding a means to help others bring it about. Evaluation. That my life was a sort of evaluation, evolution, toward a point of realization. Discovered that a point of exaltation or expanded consciousness was reached by being at tension. Discovered that spiritual growth moves according to the law of progression, but that such growth has limitations. Such progression is affected by a continual application of tension, which is not unbearable. Discovered that great tension releases great energy, and with great energy, it is possible to produce shocks that will enable a man to do what we call here a leap, in all capitals. Such leaps are necessary to abridge non-finite spiritual obstacles. Tension holds the planets in place. Surface tension holds the drop of water together and holds the ocean's surface when the tides are out. Gravity is tension. Love between the sexes is tension. All educational processes are or involve tension. Osmosis is tension produced by a membrane. And organic life depends upon tension processes such as osmosis, capillary action, photosynthesis, and food assimilation. The balanced ecological aquarium of life is a ceaseless, bloody tension. A steel bar or ingot contains tension, which is defined as stresses, and a bridge collapses when those stresses are no longer there. Thought itself is the result of tension. Being awake is being at tension. Most of man's discoveries have to do with mechanisms whereby are created states or conditions of tension, and through which the tension is released in a given direction. The bow and arrow is such a device, as are the cannon and the rocket. The combustion engine operates with energy obtained by the release of tension, in this case, molecular tension. In an explosive substance with the aid of a catalytic spark. A water turbine operates from the tension created by piling up water in a dam. We find that to build up tension, energy is required. Evidently, this input is justified because there is an energy profit from such operations. A diesel engine uses compression, which takes or uses energy in order to release energy in the form of work. In the case of the dam, the energy input is in the form of the labor making the dam and the turbine and the machinery. The rocket may carry compressed oxygen, which required energy to bring it into liquid state. All education, whether mechanical or spiritual, follows along the lines of the law of progression. All education succeeds from the energy of tension, from the tension that is created by polar alternates. Tension cannot be created without establishing some sort of polarity. The alternates are starvation or plenty, an abundance of satisfaction promise for appetites and desires to come, as opposed to a poverty of expression, also possible wisdom as opposed to evident ignorance. The teacher creates tension by whatever means possible. That is the job of the teacher. Individuals do not study well by themselves, so schools are necessary. The competition and the reminding of school life stimulates and encourages the student. This is true in spiritual schools also. The student learns under threats. It may be the threat of failure or the threat of being second best or even threat of physical discomfort. A spiritual system is an educational system, even though the subject matter is abstract and intangible. Consequently, any spiritual path may require a tension-producing system infinitely more complex than an educational system that deals with physical sciences or with routines that require only memory work. Let us take as an example the study of the ultimate self or the search for God, defining God here as that which is the ultimate truth or the ultimate state of reality. First of all, we find that we cannot drift into any spiritual increase. Blind devotion can only be tolerated by people rooted in emotionalism. Belief will get for us doubts if we try to force ourselves to believe anything. The next step is to try to apply ourselves to a study of spirituality. But when we begin such a study, we find ourselves dealing with an endless morass of words of varied and ambiguous meaning. We find our senses, our only witnesses, to be undependable. We find our research data, or our data to date, to be a veritable Tower of Babel. We find reason to be inadequate in infinite speculations. The finite mind will never perceive the infinite. We find our intuition in need of improvement and in need of some catalyst that will make for better functioning. And yet, the intuition is the only faculty that promises to abridge volumes of evidence about God or the ultimate self. Massive volumes that are possibly erroneous or slanted or simply colored by the nature of the writers of the books. We rarely approach a spiritual system from a logical basis, but rather with the aid of that massive computerization of all data at once, which we call intuition. When an intuitive conclusion has been reached, we look for or accept a particular path or system which is harmonious with that conclusion. This evaluation or deciding is a result almost invariably of years of tension. Zen has a maximum efficiency in getting results from tension. Zen is a system of tension. Transmission is tension energy directed at the highest possible goal. Do not mistake the simplicity of this statement to mean that Satori can be affected mechanically. The whole formula is not written, nor is it writable, because each case demands a slightly different formula. There is a personal variable and a propitious, unpredictable moment needed. and a teacher comes in handy, especially a teacher who is able to create a state of tension and who is able to see the student's critical moment when enlightenment is at hand. A Zen master is a master of tension, and he must also be a unique type of psychologist, one who sees the student's head from the inside, not as an external behavioristic diagnostician. I think this will give you some idea of the significance of the koan. A particular koan is not applicable to all schools, teachers, or students, but any Zen school will have some mechanism for building tension. I believe the process of tension and tension effects are to be found everywhere in nature. The nature of intentional thinking may well be the result of synaptic energy caused by the strain of synaptic space. An analogy to the synapses would be the spark plugs in a motor. The spark is effectively midway between the points. A thought and enlightenment occurs halfway between nothing and everything. Take that parallel into the human mechanism for progression. That which is needed is the dynamic energy summoned up by a crisis, and in the instance of Zen techniques, that dynamic energy must be synthetically summoned. The task of the seeker of eternity is to die while living, to know of death, so that the seeker will know of all the secrets of life. To effect this enormous task, the seeker must produce an enormous amount of energy. And to create that energy, the polar mechanism must have a large gap, a gap as large as death itself. Bipolar tension, the science of betweenness. The tension between the male and the female results in intense speculation and ecstasy. The tension between life and death is explosive thinking. The tension between thought and thoughtlessness is attention, ecstasy, or terror. The tension caused by putting attention on ecstasy and terror results in action. The tension between action and inertia results in life. The tension between being and non-being results in enlightenment. The tension between fullness and emptiness is a vacuum.